This is supposed to be the dragon from Krakow. Krakow is founded by a dragon. Slain the dragon. I'm here on the public poetry. Anyway, I wanted to talk to you today about talking a very, very important message of Musar that comes out of the Parshios of Matan Torah. You know, we read this past week the Aseres Hadibros and Matan Torah. And do you know that according to Ramban, there's a positive mitzvah in the Torah that every single day you have to remember Minor Arsina. That reminds one of the Sheikh Sephiros, right? Many of you might say, in davening, the Sheikh Sephiros, six things you have to remember all the time. You have to remember to see us with Ryan every day. And you have to remember Maimed Harsina. And that is because every single day we have to re-accept the Torah. That's why Shavuos is called Zaman Matan Torah, the day that Hashem gave us the Torah, but we don't call it Zaman Kabbalah's Torah. We don't call it the day that we accepted the Torah, because accepting the Torah is something you do every day. Matan Torah may have happened once, but the Kabbalah's Torah has to be every day. You don't say, I'm religious today because yesterday I kept the mitzvah, so it's my habits. Every day, you have to feel it's new. Special. So when you look at Matan Torah, and you look at how the Jews accepted the Torah, you have to look at what we do to accept the Torah. Now everybody knows that the famous words by which the Jews accepted the Torah is Kol Asher Diber Hashem. Everything Hashem says, Na'aseh V'Nishmah. Now, if you were paying very close attention, it may have struck you that when we read Parshas Yitro, and we read about Matan Torah, did you happen to notice that the pasuk does not say, Kol Asher Diber Hashem, Nasa V'Nishma? Doesn't say it. It says, Kol Asher Diber Hashem, Nasa. We will do. It doesn't even say Nishma. What's going on? Where's the Nishma? Are you missing a word in the Chumash? Are you missing a word in the Sefer Torah? So in reality, the famous pasuk Nasa v'Nishma did not appear in last week's Parsha. It's going to appear in this week's Parsha. And there's a big, big machlokas rishonim. How do you reconstruct the events of Matan Torah? Let me go over very briefly what were the events of Matan Torah according to the Chumash, and what is the Machlokas, Rashi and the Ramban, what you asked. In Parshas Yisrael, we find that the Jews had the following steps in Matan Torah. They come to Midbar Sinai, they come to Mount Sinai, Rosh Chodesh Siva. That is the beginning of the third month of the time of the Exodus, right? So they get the Torah on the 6th of Siva. They come to Har Sinai on the 1st of Siva, and there are a number of things that have to be done between the 1st and the 6th. The first thing that happens is Hashem gives them their mission, our mission, that the Jewish people have a mission in the world, and the mission is to be Mamleches Kohanim, a kingdom of priests, the Goy Kadosh, and a holy nation. What does it mean to be a kingdom of priests? Well, just like a Kohen is supposed to show Klal Yisrael how to serve Hashem, every Jew is like a Kohen to the world, to show the world how to serve Hashem. That the way you live your life has to be a Kiddush Hashem. You have to be like a Kohen. You have to be a Goy Kadosh. You have to be a Segula Mikol Ha'amim. A Segula means a precious treasure. You know, we use the word Segula today for all of the shortcuts that people want, instant things. What's a Segula for a Shidduch? What's a Segula for Parnassah? Let it be the red string, let it be going to this kever, let it be reciting every other word in Tehillim, you know, Kuf Yud Aleph or something, whatever it might be. Somebody once asked the Sfas Emes, great Hasidic Rebbe, what is the best skula for something? And the Sfas Emes answered, the best skula you can have is Hayisa Bli Segula Mikorban Amin, that you live your life to be a skula. That's
what does that mean? All these things that you do to do
well for something. Well, it's hard to know what it means. A lot of it is Kabbalah, we don't fully understand.
So why is everyone so into it?
Well, I'll tell you why people are into it, to tell you the truth. People are into it because people like shortcuts. It's so much easier to say, oh, I'll get a good shidduch if I wear a certain jewel, then I'll get a good shidduch, you know, if I daven with Kabbalah and do more mitzvahs. So we look at shortcuts in life.
So this is a shortcoming in our behalf?
Skulas, well, I'm not saying they work. Maybe they work, maybe they don't. But the point is, the reason why people are attracted to them is they make the promise of getting something without putting in a lot of efforts. And unfortunately, it's human nature that if we can get something without having to work for it, we enjoy doing it. You know, there was a Hasidic Rebbe, he wasn't so popular. And the Brisk Rav loved this Hasidic Rebbe. Brisk Rav didn't like the Hasidic Rebbe. When people come to the Brisk Rav and say, I want a skula for a shidduch, and there was a man, he would tell the man, oh, you want a skula for getting married? Learn the Sechus Kedushin. Learn the Gemara about marriage. You want a skula for Parnassa? Learn the Sechus Kesuvos that talks about having to support your wife. So he wasn't too popular, because you come for a skula, and he tells you, learn this, learn that, as opposed to some quickie thing. But the Brisker Rebbe considered him to be the greatest of the Hasidic Rebbe's because he was emphasizing every other working and striving. By the way, you know what they say, the best skula for Parnassa? This is a good one. They say, we have a skula for Parnassa that goes all the way back to Adam Arishon, ancients. And that's Bezeya Sapecha Tochalechem. You have to get a job. That's the skula for Parnassa. Okay, that's the best one. But okay, yeah.
Bad on our behalf,
just like, let me put it this way. If you use it to the exclusion of real spiritual development, then it is bad. It's better not to have it. If you're adding it to everything else, maybe you'll work, maybe you'll help. No, if it doesn't help, it doesn't hurt. As long as you understand that the main way that we're zogah to Hashem's brachos is by the way we live our lives, by our Keshe and Nekeshe. Yeah.
Are any of those people using music just made up by the rabbis, or is it actually a source for them?